Okay, it's called Addicted to War, Why the U.S. Can't Kick Militarism. And it's the other, I call them educational tools that I'm trying to get out to people besides my video. I found the book over a year ago, and it's a illustrated expose written by Joel Andreas, 64 pages. It's brilliant, and it was written in 1993, and it tells much of what I just talked about on my tape. It tells it in a different version, and it's a cartoon book. It's brilliant. He has over, I think, 160 footnotes in there where he goes to people like Howard Zinn and Michael Prenti and William Bloom and many other great, you know, works that have been written. And he has great quotes in the book from history, from people in our government, from the military, from the business world. And he takes us back all the way to the beginning. But he does it in the format it's narrated by a family. And there's humor in it, and there's humanness in it. And there's, I guess, irony in it. I love that book. And I wanted to get more. I tried to get more copies. I found out it was out of print. And I tried to get a hold of him, and I had a hard time. But then I found out through a friend of mine that Joel was living here in Los Angeles, going to UCLA, right close to me. So now we've become friends, and I've been working for the last year to help him get the book republished, and he has now done the update, and it's now the same book, but it's been updated since 1993, and he's got a new chapter in it called The War on Terrorism, where he actually includes the mother and the son in the book standing in front of the World Trade Center as it's on fire, smoking, and the son asked the mother, why did this happen? Well, the book really does answer that, I think, and he shows what our policies have been all around the world, what we've done, why we've done them, who's been behind doing them, how it's affected us here, and how it all works, and it's a brilliant book. So Joel's done the update, and I'm publishing it with AK Press, and we're getting it out there. We're hoping to send it up to be printed actually tomorrow. And I've got people all over the country waiting to use it. We have the website at www.addictedtowar.com, where you can see all about the book and the video. And I have gone out and got the endorsements for the book from Howard Zinn, of course, who wrote The People's History of the United States. And his book is used more than, I think, for footnotes than any other source. Michael Prenti, who's already mentioned, he has given his endorsement for the book. Blaise Pompain, who I mentioned before, has given his endorsement. In fact, Blaise is using it in his classroom at Harvard Junior College. And Blaise's quote is something to the goes something like, this book would do more to educate people to the cult of militarism than 12 years of schooling can. I mean, that is a heavy quote. And Brian Wilson, who I just, was talking about, my friend Brian Wilson, loves this book. When I showed it to Brian, and Brian has probably read more books than anybody, I think, and studied the history of this government, of this country, totally. I mean, he has researched it and studied it, so he understands it inside and out. He said, when I showed him this project, he said, let's do it, Frank, and he's helped me with this project, and he has been one of my partners in doing this, in Joel's. And then we have Susan Sarandon is giving us her endorsement for the book, Ed Asner, and Martin Sheen, who are all not just actors, but they're activist actors. It's a book I think can educate people of all ages, and the beauty of it is you can read it in an hour. You know, it takes me more than an hour. Some people, my wife Jane, can read it in 40 minutes, I guess, I don't know. But it's all there, and it goes right along with the tape. I really recommend people to take one of each, take them both, because the two are such great educational tools, and people are. Boy, people are asking for both right now a lot. And now that we've been on the radio, on KPFA and KPFK, and they're talking about the tape in the book, we're going to get a lot of them out there. So that's what I'm doing with that. And both the tape and the book are ways of trying to change the consciousness in this country, wake up those who don't know, and empower those that do know to get active. Because I don't think we can change the system until we get more people to understand what it is. And most people here don't know. And they don't want to know, and they're offended when you tell them. And it's the most amazing situation, I think, in the history of the world. I think we're living the biggest lie in the history of the world right here in this country. They get away with it because they own the media, and they really own the educational system in this country, and they allow a lot of us to still have good lives. And I always say good lives with the quotes around it, because it really isn't that good when you know the reality. But when I say good, I mean a lot of us have homes to live in, our apartments. We have one or two cars or more. We have refrigerators with food in it. We have one or two or more TVs. We have enough clothes, and we have the ability to go out to dinner, to go to the movies, to play sports, to go to entertainment, to go on trips, to even to do what I'm doing. So we have all this incredible freedoms here. We even have the freedom, yes, to do what I'm doing, but the thing is we don't have the mainstream media to reach the masses. So we have to do it the way we're doing it. And the alternative media, we do it grassroots, we do it person to person. Right now, with my video is out there being shown at colleges all over the country, and I think the book will do the same. So anybody who's listening to this, I would say, you know, educate people. Wake them up, whoever is willing. And that's true for, of course, the majority of Americans. They're just human beings trying to make ends meet, trying to deal with being human, which is very hard, trying to have a career, trying to maybe have a family, trying to deal with all the problems they can see in front of them, which are many. And they're being shown all the time by the news media. When they turn it on, all you see is people getting killed, and there's enough problems. People all come telling, don't give me more problems, Frank, with this. So these are some of the issues why it makes it hard to fight all this, because people, you know, have only so much time and effort and energy, and they don't think they can do things, and they don't know a lot of this stuff. And like I say, it's ironic, they can come. It is good here for a lot of people in this country, so it's a confusing thing. But if people want to take the time to watch the video or to read any number of many books besides the Dictator, there's many other books they can read, and study the history, they will find that all the stuff we were talking about is true. And then they're faced with a dilemma, what are they going to do about it? And that's a hard one for people. So it's easy to go along with the majority who is in denial, harder to go along with the minority who were trying to do something about it. Anyway, it's the closing of the tape, and at the very end of the tape, they're dancing around, they're singing. Brian is dancing around in his prosthesis, but you don't notice it. And they're singing, and also Blaise Pompain is on the tape with Brian, and of course Blaise is my earliest mentor of all these people, and he went with Brian on that trip, and he's on the tape, and on the end with Brian, and they're singing at the end. Let's see, El Pueblo Unido Jamás Será Vencido, and then what that means is the people united will never be defeated. So that's how the tape ends, with some hope for all of us, and people do have, it gives people some hope, and Brian gives people hope. Of course, all these people, I shouldn't say he's the only one. They all are giving hope, because they're all truth tellers.
You've been listening to an interview with Frank Doral, a peace activist here in Southern California. Frank's video, What I've Learned About U.S. Foreign Policy, and Joel Andreas' book, Addicted to War, Why the U.S. Can't Kick Militarism, are both available through the website www.addictedtowar.com. If you'd like to get in touch with Frank directly, drop him a line at fdorrell, that's F-D-O-R-R-E-L, at yahoo.com. This is Radio INC LA, a joint production of the Los Angeles Independent Media Center and Hill Radio. The LA INC can be found online at www.la.indymedia.org. That's la.indymedia.org. Hill Radio is at www.hillradio.org. Radio INC LA webcasts every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. Pacific Time, right here on hillradio.org. If you've enjoyed the show, be sure to tell a friend and listen in next time on Radio INC LA.